When you go to the hospital, your doctors and nurses can find out all about your medical conditions by reading through your electronic medical record. But how can you get them to see who you are as a person? Bram Sable-Smith reports on The Answer.
During the Vietnam War, Bob Hall was a Marine. When he got home, he served a decade as a Massachusetts state senator. He spent three more decades leading professional associations. But in 2013, he was forced to retire. He needed a lung transplant. He was 67 at the time and living near Madison, Wisconsin. So he got the transplant done at the Madison VA hospital. There were complications. He ended up back in the hospital five more times. And during one of those stays, a volunteer walked into his room and asked if he wanted to tell his life story.
Though I'm very shy and unused to public speaking, as you can guess from my background, I said, sure.
As you can hear, Bob Hall is not actually shy.
Today is March 6th, 2014, and we are speaking with Robert Hall.
You just want me to tell you my life story?
Yes, you can.
It could take a while.
It did take a while. He ended up talking to the volunteer for over an hour about everything, like his high school days.
I was a D student in high school. I tell people I graduated in the top 95% of my class.
To his time in the military.
And why did you pick the Marines over all the other branches?
Well, you know, I guess maybe I wanted to prove something.
The interview was part of a project called My Life, My Story. Volunteer riders seek out vets like Hall who are staying at the hospital and ask them all about their lives. Then they write up a life story, a 1,000-word biography, and attach it to the patient's medical record so any doctor or nurse can read it.
One of my hobbies is writing. I've published hundreds of articles and opinion pieces, plus some short fiction and poetry.
Hall was one of the earliest patients to be interviewed for the project, which was only at the Madison VA at the time. And by his own admission, he was kind of a pain in the butt.
Being a writer, I rewrote the whole thing.
Now, more than 2,000 patients at the Madison VA have their stories in their charts. About 40 more VA hospitals around the country are looking into doing the same. And it's not just the VA. Hospitals like Brigham and Women's in Boston are also giving storytelling a try. That's a lot of confidence in the value of something that began as a simple solution to a pretty common problem. Back in 2012, Dr. Elliot Lee was a medical resident on rotation at the Madison VA. He wanted to find a way to bring new doctors up to speed on their patients, not just their health histories, but things like their hobbies and who they trust to help them make decisions.
It seemed to make sense that maybe the patient might know a lot about themselves and could help provide information to the new doctor that they're going to be meeting.
But how do you get someone to tell their own life story? Lee says they tried getting patients to write it themselves, but not many people really wanted to. They tried surveys that worked okay, and then someone realized they could hire a writer. And it just so happened there was a poet in town named Thor Ringler, who also happened to be a therapist and knew how to talk to people.
They were looking for someone who had a writing background and who also was a therapist, you know, to interview people and tell their stories. And I was like, that's crazy.
Ringler's run My Life, My Story since 2013. And he says hospitals really only need one writer working half or full time to manage a storytelling program like this. That means spending as little as $23,000 to address the complaint that Ringler says is common to patients all over healthcare.
I think everybody has the same complaints about healthcare. I don't get to see anybody for very long. Nobody knows who I am.
There is research that suggests when caregivers know their patients better, those patients have improved health outcomes. One study, for example, found that doctors who scored higher on an empathy test have patients with better controlled blood sugar. Another found the common cold was shortened by almost a full day in patients who thought their doctors were more empathetic. Professor Heather Coates at the University of Colorado studies the health impact of biographical storytelling. She points to a 2008 study that looked at what happened when radiologists were simply given a photo of the patients whose scans they were reading.
They improved the accuracy of their radiology read, meaning less misspelled words, a better report that's more detailed.
And Coates says the kind of storytelling happening at the VA isn't just about patients either.
So I consider it a gift to the nurses and the doctors who are caring for the patient.
Indeed, a survey at the Madison VA showed 85% of clinicians thought reading the stories Thor Ringler's team provides is a good use of clinical time and also helped them improve patient care. Take Dr. Jim Maloney, the surgeon who performed Bob Hall's lung transplant.
It gives you a much better understanding of the entirety of their life and how to help them make a decision.
Only about half of the people who undergo a lung transplant are still alive after 5 years. Dr. Maloney says knowing a patient's life story makes it easier to have difficult conversations, like how aggressive to be if a complication occurs.
And so my life, my story, allows for near immediate access of this background, what they've experienced and what they're about and what their goals are for the entire team.
And as Bob Hall learned, the stories can be meaningful to caregivers even when they're not working, like it was for one of his nursing aides.
She came in one night and sat down next to my bed just to talk to me for a while because she'd read my story. And I found out later she wasn't on the clock. She'd just come in after her shift ended to chat for a while.
It's been 5 years since Bob Hall's lung transplant. He's breathing well, he's moving well, and he even found a part-time job putting his writing skills to work at the My Life, My Story program. In just 2 years, he's written 208 biographies of veterans just like himself who come to this hospital for care. For NPR News, I'm Bram Sablesmith in Madison, Wisconsin.